Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Tshuva and Shar Aleph. We are at the end of Oyis Yud Aleph, Er Shabbos Kodesh Parashas B'Shalach. We are continuing to discuss the individual who should first, on his approach of doing Tshuva, focus on Aziva Sachet, leaving the Chet behind, forsaking the Aveira, and then focus more clearly on the Charata. And we said this person is the habitual offender. This person is the one who is doing Aveiras again and again and again, as opposed to the person who was grabbed by the Yetzer Hara, who generally doesn't do Aveiras. So the person who was grabbed by the Yetzer Hara, that person, he has to have the Charata, the remorse, the regret. How could I have violated and not followed the will of Hashem? He has to have the charata first. This individual who is constantly doing averus has to first leave the chet behind. And we said yesterday, because he's ketoivel v'sheretz b'yoda, he's like a person who is going to the mikvah and he's holding on to the impurity and he will never become pure. So he has to stop doing the averus. Now we discuss how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to this child of his. Hashem communicates with us. Hashem is telling him, I want you to come back to me. I want you to come home. I see that you're lost. So what does Hashem do? Hashem gives a wake-up call. This wake-up call sometimes comes in the form of pain, suffering, physical pain, discomfort. And the person has two options. He can either acknowledge this comes from Hashem, and Hashem is talking to me, and Hashem is saying, I have to improve my ways. And sometimes this physical pain and discomfort will be preceded by different things happening to the person besides his body, similar to like tsaras. It could be something happens in his house. It could be a tree in his backyard falls down and Baruch Hashem, it doesn't hit his house. Now, I do want to point out, if any of these things happen to somebody you know, that doesn't mean to say that they did something wrong. And we should not be going over to those people and saying, you know what? You better do that. We have to make sure not to do that, because that can be a violation of Aynaz Devarim. That can be a violation of Aynaz Devarim. One has to know, Aynaz Devarim means to hurt people with words. We have to know how to do this properly. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the person, and Hashem is giving this person physical pain. And the person has the opportunity to acknowledge is coming from Hashem. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that if a person says that the world is running on kiminhogo shel olam, on cruise control, autopilot, that people get older, even the younger people get sick sometimes, and things just happen. There are wars in the world that people will fight. That's just part of life. Hurricanes, natural, quote-unquote, disasters. Says the Rambam, this person is an achzori. This person is a cruel individual, because Hashem is talking to him. And what does he do? He decides to ignore Hashem. He decides to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the cruelty is, as my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Shech, the Shlita, explained, is because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forced to continue to bring these tragedies, because the person is not getting the lesson. This is the achzorius, this cruelty is, the person is not acknowledging that Hashem is running the world. And the Ramchal gives an example of a young cow, a calf, that is not trained to plow properly. So the shepherd takes out the stick and gives him the patch to keep him on the proper path. What's the reason why the shepherd's doing this? What's the reason why the farmer is doing this? He's doing this to make sure that the goat, that the cow is plowing properly. That's the goal. The reason why Hashem is giving us the patch, the reason why Hashem is giving us the patch is to make sure that we listen. Make sure that we listen. And we improve our ways. There's a story, you probably heard the story by now, where Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Mashkiach, from Ponovich, and before that, Demir, Rebbe of on my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Brevda Zetzal, how he related a story that when he was once in a Israeli taxi driver, and it was giving him a ride in the cab, and the taxi driver says that he has a friend who's like you. What does it mean, like you? You know, religious, with the kova, with the hat, and everything, the beard, the clothing, religious like you. So he says, let me tell you the story. So the taxi driver tells him that after they served in the army, they went traveling. They were in some jungle. In the middle of the night, while they were sleeping, his friend was being strangled by a snake. Being strangled by a snake. And the taxi driver says, I took whatever I had and I tried beating that snake, trying to get the snake off. I couldn't do anything. It was going higher and higher. It was about to strangle him and suffocate him and kill him. And my friend screamed out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the snake slithered away. This is the story. True story. The man was about to be killed by the snake. He screams out, Shema Yisrael. He does tshuva. He accepts this. Hashem is talking to him. And the snake goes away and becomes a religious Jew. He comes from. Reb Chatzkel says to the driver, who he clearly sees is not wearing a yarmulke, he says to him, and what about you? What about you? You were there also. Says the man back, says the taxi driver back, it didn't happen to me. You believe that? He says, it didn't happen to me. It happened to him. He was saved by the snake. Now, everybody in life has a nisayon, has a challenge. Hashem is sending us emails all the time. Are we clicking them? Are we opening them? Hashem is talking to us on a daily, on a second basis. Every single second, we're getting messages from Hashem. We're breathing. We can see everything we're doing. We can move. Baruch Hashem, everything is all messages from Hashem. And sometimes Hashem turns off, presses a button, if you will, and turns off a switch, and something happens, and we don't work on a regular situation. All of a sudden, maybe this is hurting, maybe that's it, maybe this happened to the car, maybe that happened to the house. Hashem is talking to us. That's what Rabbi Yoin is telling us over here. That the person who is getting these afflictions, he has to realize Hashem is talking to us. The best approach is to realize Hashem is talking to us when we're having all the good. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. All comes from Hashem. And we won't have to have these afflictions in Mitzvah Hashem. I wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos Shira. We should all be Zoiche to sing the song of Mashiach. Meheira be Ameinu Amein. Just like this week's Parsha, we have the song of Oz Yosher. Have a wonderful Shabbos.